This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The bad weather across the nation is knocking out power for hundreds of thousands, grounding airplanes, fouling up road travel, and closing schools. The AP's Jackie Quinn starts us off in Portland, Oregon.
This driver tells KPTV he had to go pick up a relative.
She's on the 26, stuck. Cars are going nowhere. She's going to have to pull over. Leave her car.
A blizzard warning's been issued for the Southern California mountains, something that hasn't happened since 1989. The National Weather Service says damaging winds, heavy mountain snow, and dangerous waves are all on tap. In Wisconsin, this driver tells WKOW-TV...
It was horrendous.
He had to get home from Green Bay to La Crosse.
You couldn't see the lines on the road.
People are affected from Arizona to Michigan, and now that storm is heading toward the East Coast. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This morning, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has been visiting the site of that toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The Biden administration's been criticized over its response to the derailment. Ukraine's First Lady is slamming Moscow as the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine arrives.
Ukraine's First Lady has told the United Nations that Ukraine's human rights have been violated by Russia. We have the right to live free, not to be killed or tortured, the right not to be blown to pieces by a Russian missile. Olena Zelenska, the wife of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, made these comments as she gave a video tour of human rights violations in Ukraine at a UN meeting.
The AP's Karen Shamas reporting. Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week, says the Labor Department. The job market remains strong. And the economy expanded at a 2.7% annual rate from October through December. This is AP News. The question is, do you really need a cow to make milk?
The Food and Drug Administration is proposing that you don't need a cow to make milk. With things like almond milk and soy milk on the market, dairy producers have been pushing the FDA to crack down on plant-based milk, saying it's a masquerade and clouds the real meaning of milk. But guidance from the FDA says these drinks don't pretend to be from cows, and consumers aren't confused by the difference. Under the draft rules, the agency recommends labeling a product clearly by the plant source of the food. The rules also call for voluntary extra nutrition labels that note when the drinks have lower levels of nutrients than dairy milk, such as calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Sales of non-dairy milk are dwarfed by sales of traditional milk. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The winner of $1 billion-plus Mega Millions jackpot in Maine is collecting the prize, but wants to remain anonymous. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.